May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The words of the Collect for All Saints' Day, which we commemorate today, speak to us of Christian community in a particularly beautiful way. And sometimes, because it's the first thing right at the beginning of the service, we don't really hear and think about the words of the Collect because we're all collecting ourselves, right? So I'd like to just read a little bit of it to you again. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. I love the image of God knitting us together into one communion of saints, like a gigantic, colorful, cosmic Afghan. Christians who have gone before us through the ages, all walking the journey with us now and all who are yet to come, are part of a parade of the saints of God down through the ages. Every place where Jesus is recognized as the Christ, these are all the saints, bringing us the good news that God loves all of God's creation and longs to be in relationship with each and every one of us. Each of us also may recall particular saints who have had an impact on our own spiritual lives. Pause just a moment now to remember this. Today and every Sunday, and in fact any time we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, we join our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, with all the saints in heaven and on earth, to proclaim the glory of God's name. And I might suggest that as you make your way to the altar today for communion, and as you observe others doing the same, imagine the long parade of saints throughout history who have preceded you on this pilgrimage and all those who will follow. A parade of the disciples of Christ, a holy community of people called by God to a life of faith. In our reading from Daniel, the prophet announces that the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever. Now, holy ones is a current translation of the Hebrew word kadosh, and in older translations of the Bible, the word is often rendered saints. Interestingly, kadosh does not mean pious or virtuous, but rather it means set apart. Set apart. The people are made holy, or saintly, if you will, because God names them and calls them such. And each of us, too, is made holy, is set apart by our baptism. In the Episcopal Church, All Saints' Day is often the occasion for holy baptism, and indeed today we will baptize three precious children. Baptism means many things, but one thing it does not mean, according to theologian Pamela Cooper White, is that we do not baptize people to make them pure or perfect. Rather, she writes, baptism immerses us in the waters of life and death so that we are able to die to loneliness and alienation, to die to the need to rely only on our own strength. Out of the water, we rise again to new life, a life of complexity and richness, a life of community, a life now led as a member of the body of Christ, a life of service. In baptism, God binds us together in community. heals us, makes us whole, and gifts us with hope, courage, faith, and love for that life of service to others. The promise of Daniel connects explicitly with the theme of justice for the poor in Jesus' words from Luke's gospel. This passage is known as the Sermon on the Plain, and it clearly echoes the word of the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew's gospel. But Luke's account goes beyond the familiar blessings to include what are called the woes, reminding us of what we must give up in the service of God. First, we hear the blessings. Blessed are you who are poor, you who are hungry, who weep, who are defamed and excluded. And then come Jesus's cautions. Woe to you who are rich, who are full, who are laughing, for you will mourn and weep. He asks us to give up our sense of self-satisfaction, our pride, our overdependence on ourselves. As he often does, Jesus turns things upside down. He exhorts us to love our enemies, to do good to those who hate us, to pray for those who abuse us. Do to others as you would have them do to you. He challenges us. If we want to find our reward in heaven, we must humble ourselves for the sake of others. Work for justice and peace and respect the dignity of every human being. Exactly what we promise in our baptismal vows. Why? Because that is how we will truly encounter Jesus Christ. When we think of the saints who have gone before us, we could name many who responded in extraordinary ways to their call. But most of us, I think, remember and cherish the examples of loved ones who probably led much more modest lives. They weren't pure or perfect, but they were faithful. As we'll sing in a few minutes in one of our most beloved hymns called I Sing a Song of the Saints of God, so I'm giving you a preview. They loved their Lord so dear, and his love made them strong. And they followed the right for Jesus' sake all of their good lives long. They loved God and they did their best to follow Jesus. They worked and worshiped and prayed and struggled and celebrated together in Christian community. They laid the foundations for all of us in sacred trust for the future. Now, again today, as every day, God continues to call us holy, set apart to walk faithfully in the footsteps of all the saints. I pray that we will respond, because there's not any reason, no, not the least, that we shouldn't be saints too. Amen.